Hello, villager. You're listening to Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. This is episode number 32 for October 30th, 2020. This is a mini Halloween episode, and it is brought to you by Earthy Cheese's mom and Julian Yee. A little bit more about them on the coffee break coming up, but first we're going to talk about what's been going on in my island in the month of October. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, villager. You're listening to Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. It's time to grab your favorite blend of coffee, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. All right, everybody, good morning. Well, it's good morning for me. This is another day where I got to work a little bit early because where I live, it was supposed to snow today. So I tend to get to work a little bit earlier on those days because the roads are not the best where I live. But I got here and all it was doing was raining. So now I'm sitting in my car with about a half hour to spare. So I'm going to record a little mini episode. So if you hear some rain going on in the background, that's what that's all about. This episode's going to be kept a little bit short. I'm just going to talk a little bit about what's been going on in the island of Hollow Cove for the month of October and what to expect for tomorrow. I'm pretty excited. Tomorrow is Halloween in real life and in the game. And I really don't know what we're doing yet. The area that I live in, they're still up in the air about trick-or-treating. Some houses are going to do it, some aren't. So I think we're going to play it safe. I bought a huge bag of candy. I have that sitting at home waiting in case nothing happens tonight, that we have a little trail set up in the woods behind our house. So if we don't get to go out, we're going to take the kids back there. So at least they could get some candy. But that's not what this episode is all about. This episode is about Animal Crossing and Halloween in Animal Crossing. So have you been getting the candy from Nook's store every day? I have been getting one a day. I haven't really been going anywhere to get that second extra piece or, you know, from other people's islands. But I do have a stockpile of, I think, 27 pieces now as of today. So I don't know what that's going to do for the game. I'm assuming you're just going to hand it out to people and they'll give you the remaining Halloween style items that you need, which I'm kind of bummed out about that. You know, the island of Hollow Cove right now is looking very spooky. I have all the Halloween DIYs set up all throughout the island, multiples of, you know, each item, variations on the colors of all those just sitting outside of people's houses. I have a few of the candy dishes outside of people's houses. It looks pretty nice, but the thing that I don't like is there's a couple of items that are missing that you have to get on Halloween. I understand what they're going for. You need something to do on Halloween, but that's making me miss the spooky series even more. I used to decorate my home with all the spooky furniture, and we don't have that this time around. It's all exterior decorations, which is great, don't get me wrong, but they just don't fit inside the house. You can't really set up the spooky arch in your house and all those other items. So it's kind of making me miss the furniture, but I guess it is what it is. The island looks awesome, so I can't really complain about that. But there are going to be a few items that I'm assuming you're going to hand candy out to the other villagers, and you'll get the items that you're missing. Some of them look really cool. I just don't know, you know, what I'm going to do with them after Halloween. I guess I could lay them around the island. It is the island of Hollow Cove, after all, so it does need to look spooky at some point. But I don't really know how much the items are going to be useful after Halloween. Sorry if I paused for a second there. I'm in an empty parking lot at work, and the guy pulls in and parks right next to me. So now I just get to look like the crazy guy with a microphone in my face sitting in my car at 4:30 in the morning. Like, the whole parking lot's open and he parks right next to me. Anyway, back to the show. So one of the things that I noticed the other day when I turned on my game was Isabelle was wearing a different outfit. She just had a cardigan on, and I thought it was the cutest thing ever. The cardigan looks so awesome. It's a nice, comfy-looking cardigan, and I want it for myself. But then I was thinking, you know what? If Isabelle changed, I got to go check out Tom Nook. So I headed over to Resident Services after the game loaded up, and when I went up there, lo and behold, Tom Nook is dressed differently as well. And these outfits look awesome. They're very fall-inspired, fall colors. It's just a great look. I'm glad to see that they added that little touch to the game. But then, was it a day or two later, I turn on the game, and now Isabelle's wearing a witch's hat. So that was a nice touch, too. So I'm like, all right, once again, heading over to Resident Services. What could Tom Nook possibly be wearing? I head into Resident Services. I don't know if my eyes were bad or what, but it looked like he had two tiny little bows on each of his ears. So I was like, oh, I guess that's kind of cute. But then when I go and talk to them, to him, when he walks up closer to the counter, I realized it was devil horns. I have no idea why I couldn't see that at first. I tend to not wear my glasses when I'm playing, so I'm going to just blame it on that. But yeah, he was wearing a set of horns, And they kept the comfy sweaters on as well. So that was a nice touch. But then I had to laugh to myself. I'm like, all right, I'm going to head over to the museum. Let me see if Blathers is wearing anything. Walk into the museum. Poor old Blathers. He doesn't get to change into anything. So that made me a little bit upset that they didn't do anything special for him. But then I'm thinking, okay, I got to head over to Nook's Cranny. I walk in there and I just busted out laughing because they put the small animal caps on Timmy and Tommy, like those little rounded ear ones and the pointy ear ones. And it just looks funny because that's basically what their heads look like anyway. So it just looks like someone cut off another animal's head, the top of their head, and just popped it on the top. It made for a good laugh. I enjoyed it. So that was a nice touch, and I'm glad that they added that to the game. It's the little things like that that really, really get me going. I really kind of wish that they would do something different for, like, the music, like make it a little spookier. I know they're going to do something like that on Halloween. They'll have special music for that. But I kind of wish, like, as you're playing throughout the month, you know, you'll see more and more decorations pop up. Like, just the other day, right outside of Resident Services, stacks of pumpkins showed up. They weren't there before, so it's like they're adding a little bit here and there. Maybe just adding some of the changes in the music would be nice, too. With the end of a month and a new month starting up, we're going to be gaining some bugs and fish in the northern and southern hemisphere. I'm going to cover a little bit of those right now. Some of these, while I'm looking at the list, I could have sworn I've already had. I don't know why they're listed as new, but I'm going to cover them anyway, just in case. So in the northern hemisphere, for the insects, for the new things you're going to look out for, there's going to be a damselfly, the mole cricket, and the tarantula. The tarantula is coming back. Interesting. I like the scorpion. I have the big scorpion model set up right outside of my museum. So it looks like the tarantula is back, and you're going to be able to catch that from 7 p.m. to 4 a.m. on the ground. If you don't know how to catch one, the best way to do it is actually just to get your net out and sneak up on them. Wait until they rear their legs up at you and then just stop. And you could get pretty close to them, and you're going to do that probably 3 or 4 times before you're close enough to actually swing the net and catch them. But if he starts running at you, just take off, because once you get hit with one of those, it's just like getting stung by a bee. You'll end up back at your house. So in the southern hemisphere, for your insects, new this month, you're going to be able to catch the Great Purple Emperor, the Queen Alexandra's Birdwing, the Banded Dragonfly, the Pond Skater, the Diving Beetle, the Violin Beetle, the Rosalia Batsy Beetle. I know I messed that up when I talked about that before, but whatever, you'll figure it out. And the scorpion is back for you. So we get the tarantula, you guys get the scorpion. So it's just a little bit of a flip-flop there. And you're going to catch the scorpion the same way that you did with the tarantula. Just get your net out and sneak up on it and let it rear its legs at you. And you could do that a couple of different times. And then one of the things leaving in November in the southern hemisphere is the mole cricket. If you don't know how to find that, that one could be a little bit tricky. You're just going to walk around and you're going to hear a sound. Then you're going to just dig, because those are found underground. Just dig right around some of the trees when you get closer to the sound, and it should pop out. That one was a little bit tricky at first, because I know I kept hearing it, but I was like, what is that insect? And then finally I figured it out that you had to dig for it. Okay, now we're going to head over to the new fish that you're able to catch in the month of November in the northern hemisphere. Again, some of these were found before, but they're back. So you could catch the bitterling, the blowfish, the tuna, the blue marlin, and the football fish. There's quite a few leaving in November, so make sure you guys got out there and caught everything you needed to catch. Now onto the southern hemisphere. For the month of November, your new things that you're going to catch are a frog, a catfish, the nibblefish, the angelfish, the betta, the rainbow fish, giant trevally, and the mahi-mahi. And there's only 3 leaving in November for the southern hemisphere, and those are the loach, golden trout, and the oarfish. The oarfish is one of the best animations when you catch that. I have no idea how that thing pops up out of the water like that, but it just kind of looks like a pencil shooting up out of the water. And then when you catch it, you're just standing there holding the thing. It's not as funny as the sunfish, that one that takes over the whole screen. But when you put this one in the museum, go and check it out. It's down at that bottom part where the underwater area is. And it just looks really creepy just sitting there. And it's called an oarfish, but to me it reminds me of like one of those flags that you see outside of a business when they're sitting there promoting something, how they're really tall and thin like that. So yeah, make sure you go to the museum and check out all these insects and fish. All right, I'm going to go take a coffee break real quick, and we're going to come back to wrap up the show afterwards. All right, this coffee break is brought to you by Earthy Cheese's mom and Julian Yee, as I mentioned at the top of the show. So Earthy Cheese's mom left a review over on iTunes. She left a 5-star review, and they wrote, "I love to hear the podcast. It's really fun to listen to, and I love to listen to this when playing Animal Crossing. Brewster will keep you updated on all the latest AC updates. Keep up the great work." Thank you so much for the review. I really appreciate it. If anyone's listening to the show and you haven't left a review yet, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review, and I would really appreciate it, and I'll read it on the next show. Earthy Cheese's mom, you got me good. I got that review in, and I was like, wait, I thought this person reviewed me before, so I scrolled back, and it turns out that Earthy Cheese reviewed me before. So glad to see that the family's listening. I'm glad to see that I could get episodes out there that you guys enjoy. Then this episode is also brought to you by Julian Yee. Julian left a coffee donation over on my coffee page. That's just ko-fi.com/Brewster. He has been such a supporter of the show. I really appreciate it. And I have a little bit of news coming up after the break about coffee. So if you want to head over to coffee, it's just ko-fi.com like Julian Yee. And I really appreciate the donations. That's going to do it for this coffee break. We're going to head back to the show. All right, so I'm just going to talk a little bit about the Halloween event so far. I know I talked a little bit about it at the top of the show, but I just want to know your thoughts. If you guys want to send them over to me, you could email the show, brewstersroost@gmail.com. I'd like to hear how you thought the event went, and after Halloween, if you want to tell me how you thought the whole event was in total. So the whole thing with the pumpkins, I don't know if I talked about that last time we did an episode. I probably did. Sorry. My mind's kind of all over the place. But the pumpkin event, supposedly the pumpkins you're going to be able to grow all year. I have so many pumpkin patches and areas where I have pumpkins growing on my island that I know after Halloween's over, I'm going to be getting rid of a few of the pumpkin patches and just keeping one main one. But it makes me think with November coming up, if they plan on doing anything special for that with the gardening aspect of the game. So right now you can harvest pumpkins and it's fun, but do you think that they're going to be able to let you harvest other types of vegetables like corn, just something like that you could do some Thanksgiving recipes? I know this game is a worldly game, but they do tend to stick with some of the American holidays and stuff like that. So with Thanksgiving coming up in November, I mean, I know in November we have the Thanksgiving event in the game, but do you think that they're going to do some crafting recipes with different types of food? I think that would be kind of neat. So you could get some harvest. I know they called it the Harvest Festival in the previous games, but maybe like some harvest wreaths and, you know, decorations like that, but it lets you use vegetables and stuff that you grow to craft it. I think that would be neat, but I don't really know how they would do a Thanksgiving event. Maybe you're just gathering ingredients for something to make a big Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know. It's just up in the air. I'm really excited to see what they're doing with it. It just definitely is making me miss the days where you had a complete guide to look at. Because like I said before, the guidebook for this game that I have, the one from, I can't even remember the publisher's name. It's a great guide, but it's just incomplete for the game because when it came out, the game wasn't even fully finished, because obviously with these seasonal updates, you can't really write a book that talks about everything because the stuff's not in the game yet. So it just makes me wish that I had a nice book that just kind of gave you an overview of everything. Maybe after the game's out for a whole year, they're going to come out with a complete guidebook. I don't know. That seems like a great idea. So yeah, Nintendo, if you're listening, go ahead and do that. You'll make a mint. Trust me. But yeah, so I'm just looking forward to November and obviously December. I don't know how much of my island I'm going to leave decorated for Halloween after November. Like I said, in games past, you only had the option to decorate your house. So I had one room of my house decorated like Halloween, one room decorated like Christmas, and I kind of kept it like that all year round just because I loved the spooky series and the jingle series. I just thought they looked great. And now with being able to decorate the whole island, I don't know how much of the stuff I'm going to leave up. I'll probably leave a little Halloween section, do a Christmas type section. I don't know. I'm kind of wishing that they let you string up lights. I'd like to decorate the exterior of the house with lights. I think that would be really neat. I remember in the preview when they were talking about the game, I do remember seeing Christmas lights on the outside of houses, unless I'm just crazy. It is early in the morning, but I'm just thinking the option to get some lights and hand them to people and let them throw them up on their house would be awesome too for the Christmas season. But yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with the game. This Halloween event's been, I'm really excited for Halloween tomorrow, so I just can't wait to get in there and play that. So before I end the show, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've been doing outside of the podcast here. I have been creating a couple of different backgrounds that you could use as wallpapers on your phone, and you could get them over on my coffee page, which is, as I mentioned before, it's ko-fi.com/Brewster. If you head over to there and click on the shop page, I do have some special Halloween backgrounds that are free right now. So you could go ahead and click on those. I would appreciate it if you did that anyway, just so I could get the numbers up on them, because I'd like to get some views on those. But those are free. You can just download those and put them right on your phone as a wallpaper. Or I do have some options on there that are for sale if you'd like to do that as well. I love to draw, so I'm going to be making a couple of different ones and posting them up there from time to time. So keep an eye on that page if you're really interested. That's ko-fi.com/Brewster. And with that said, I have been working on building a PC. I got most of the parts in and it seems to be up and running. So now I just have to tweak it a little bit to get some stuff going so I could stream. I wish I was able to get it ready for the Halloween event tomorrow, but I don't think I'm going to have enough time to do that. But just keep an eye on my Twitch page. That's just twitch.tv/Brewster's Roost. That is going to do it for this short episode. Sorry to keep the episode short here, but like I said, I'm trying to record some of these in my car before work, so I don't really have a huge amount of time to record these, so I'd like to try to get them out when I can. This setup's making it a little easier to do that. So hopefully after Halloween, I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about November. I did talk about some of the bugs and fish in this episode, so you should be covered on that, but I'm going to talk a little bit about the event coming up for November and December once we get some more information on that. So thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate all the support. And like I said, if you want to leave us a review, go over to iTunes or wherever you listen to the show, leave a rating and a review. I would really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Now, don't let that coffee cool too much. Thank you for listening to Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. Make sure that you are subscribed on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows. And while you're there, please make sure that you rate and review the show. You can follow the show notes or see anything that I talked about on this episode by going to brewstersroost.blogspot.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, both at Brewster's Roost. And you could also email me with any comments, questions, or suggestions at brewstersroost@gmail.com. And finally, if you want to turn the tables and buy me a cup of coffee, you can do so over at ko-fi.com/Brewster, where you can make a $3 donation to help support the show. Again, thank you so much for listening. Now don't let that cup of coffee cool too much. See you next time.